Listen to this news. Controversy over U.S. imports of refined Russian oil escalates. As opposition against the United States importing refined Russian oil grows, the global energy landscape is being reshaped. Ukrainian officials and international human rights groups are requesting the U.S. to close a loophole that allows oil from Russia, refined in other countries, to be imported into the U.S. The U.S. and the European Union continue to purchase Russian oil refined in third-party nations, even after banning direct purchases of Russian crude and petroleum products last year in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Countries such as Turkey, the United Arab Emirates, Singapore, China, and notably India, are purchasing Russian oil at reduced prices due to caps imposed by the U.S. and Europe. This crude is then refined and sent to global markets. This trade, termed a cockroach strategy, by Oleg Yustenko, economic advisor to the Ukrainian president, has been deemed legal. Once refined in a foreign country, the crude oil ceases to be considered Russian, a principle applied to oil from other sanctioned nations like Iran and Venezuela. He said, that we are indirectly supporting this insurrection, which is just not acceptable. I don't know how it sounds in English, but in Ukrainian I'm calling this strategy as a cockroach strategy, meaning they are trying to find all possible loopholes, as a cockroach trying to crawl through these holes into your apartment. And what you need to do, you need to close all these holes. Yustenko added, the growing opposition underscores the complex dynamics at play in the global energy sector. The London-based advocacy group Global Witness suggests that the U.S. has been importing a significant, albeit small, volume of Russian-originated refined petroleum. The role of India, a major player in this trade, throws up geopolitical implications. The U.S. imported about 152 million barrels of refined petroleum products in the first 5 months of this year, with roughly 8% originating from India. Over 80% of this volume was traced back to the Jamnagar refinery, the world's largest refinery located in Gujarat province, and it's estimated that 35% of the crude oil supplied to this refinery during the same period was from Russia. A proposed ban on imports from refineries using Russian crude oil is being considered as a solution. Leila Stanley, a senior investigator at Global Witness, argued that such a ban is a common-sense decision for the U.S. However, the potential impact on U.S. gas prices and the challenge of enforcing this ban are significant factors that have to be taken into account. Tom Kloza, head of energy analysis at the Oil Price Information Service, warns that removing several countries as potential sources of fuel would have repercussions in the U.S. and Europe. Lastly, a ban could have far-reaching consequences for the U.S. relationship with India, a key strategic partner. The Jamnagar refinery, crucial to this trade, is owned by Reliance Industry, a firm controlled by Indian businessman Mukesh Ambani, a close ally of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This unfolding situation brings to light the interconnectedness of global energy markets and geopolitics, raising vital questions about the enforcement of international sanctions, the ethics of trade, and the entanglement of economic and political interests. Energy industry. Oryx Energies and GEP join for Africa's energy sector digitization.